You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yesterday, I met up with my boy. He's in from Hawaii. I'm in from Georgia. And we went over on South Broadway and had a nice lunch somewhere. And then we met three of his friends. And the five of us did the Stranahan's Whiskey Distillery tour.
Yes, I'm so jealous. I've been wanting to do this for years, and I've never got around to it. It's great, I would imagine.
It was fun, yeah. Oh, we enjoyed it. It takes about, the whole tour is like, I don't know, hour and 15 minutes, something like that. And, you know, you sign in, show them your ID, and then you proceed to start sipping whiskey.
All right.
There's four different experiences of that that they space out over the hour and 15 minutes.
Okay, so you're fine. You're not you get like to ask questions. Smashed halfway through.
You know, and they quiz you on stuff in a fun way. Like, hey, we did this much of the process. How much, you know, percentage of alcohol do you think is in here now at this stage? And you get to guess.
That's cute.
Yeah, it's fun. It was fun. You know,
like, and when's the next sample?
And you know, the guide was funny, and it was a good time. So that's
did
how
you
I
buy a bottle. Don't they have special bottles there? It's just for the people on the tour.
Yes, that's correct. That is correct.
I almost texted you yesterday
to get
and
you one?
Said, "Hey, could you grab me one of those and I'll pay you back?" Oh, but I was like, "I don't want to interrupt your day with your son." And
well, you know what? You can when you get off the air. Just drive over there. You don't have to take the tour. Just
walk you can just go in and get it?
Yeah, just walk in.
Oh, I thought you had to do the whole tour.
I don't think so.
Which would be fine.
What
I guess it's
kind
of sad, though, if I go in by myself and do the tour.
No, it's not. They wouldn't.
Really?
There was like 20-something people in the group.
I feel like that's more of a social experience.
Nobody would know if you were by yourself because it's a big group of 20, 25 people or whatever.
Okay. All right.
You just kind of walk through. Yeah, go do it.
How cool, man.
Don't be afraid of doing things by yourself. It's cool.
Well, it just looks weird.
No, it doesn't. It's fine.
It does.
What do you got going on?
I just want to give a heads up to everybody. When you're going into work today, you might see a bunch of little kiddos running around because it's Take Your Kid to Work Day today, which falls on the fourth Thursday of April?
Yeah.
Something like that every single year. I completely spaced it. I had no idea until Mr. Reed Reno told me last night at like 7 o'clock, this is going on tomorrow, and all my friends are going to be going with their parents, and boy, sure would be great if I could go for you. And I was like, buddy, I didn't know. We should probably try to plan this. I'm so sorry. Let's shoot for next time. And then I felt incredibly bad when I woke up today at 3:30 and I was walking out of our bedroom to go downstairs and Reed pokes his head around the corner and says, I set my alarm for 3:30. Please, please let me go with you. I want to come with you.
After you told him no last night?
I told him no last night. So he laid it like this huge guilt trip on me. And I tried to explain. I was like, buddy, it's not a good week. You know, Dom's in from out of town. We've got a consultant in. We might have more meetings today. It's just not going to be a fun day for you to be at work. And he just wasn't quite, you know, he just really wanted to go. So broke my heart this morning.
I'm so sorry.
So maybe next year.
Maybe next year.
Maybe. So you dodged a bullet on that, man.
the thing is, I like Reed, so.
Do you?
I do like Reed because he's a young man after my heart because he's into science-y stuff.
He's into all this. And actually, after all these years, he's never been down to the radio station. So I was like, you know what? We'll just pick like a Sunday or something.
He's been in here before.
No, he's never been down here. So I told him, I was like, we'll pick a Sunday. We'll bring your sister and your mom and we'll just kind of go down and we'll show you around when it's quiet and let you running up and down the halls. And
okay.
So, yeah.
Have him bring his bike because those halls are long and you can ride the bike
back. Zip up and down.
I've driven a bicycle up and down these hallways before. It's fun.
Yes, you have, actually.
Okay. So.
Yeah. So if you're in other offices today, though, you're going to have the kiddos running around stapling papers and getting in your business. And
it's such a polarizing day because I have for 30 years bashed this day on the air.
Well, that's part of the reason I didn't want him to.
But again, if it's Reed and Lila, I don't care.
I had to explain to him. But Uncle Dom hates children.
No,
so.
it's the principle of the thing for me. First of all, parts. It's take your kid to play with a hole punch day because
right.
We always hear from those unicorn companies like, we have things planned all day and stuff like that. And I have to say, You're one of like 1,000 companies. The other 999, people bring their kids and they're bored after 20 minutes.
We've seen them down the hall, like in our sales area or whatever. They're sitting in an office coloring or doing something. They're not actually making sales calls or anything like that. And well, I think with my kids, it would be kind of cool to see how a radio station works. I mean, that's pretty sweet. They can go back and talk about
it. That's fine.
But the majority.
The number two thing for me is you're pulling kids out of school as if, they're not out of school enough. And I get all this, but it's a learning thing. Well, then do it in the summer. The kids would learn just as much, and then the argument always comes back, but people take vacations in the summer. It's like, ugh.
Now you can find a day. My argument, too, is like, you can learn more. Sunday.
Why don't they book it, like, in June or early August, and then everyone can plan their vacation around so that you don't have a vacation.
There you go.
So kids don't get taken out of school and then go play with a hole punch all day long.
I know. It's goofy. It's goofy.
But you know what? It's like I said, it's polarizing. All it does is make people hate me.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm like, fine. I don't know why you can't do it in the summer.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. But you're welcome. My kids aren't here today.
Poor Reed is lying in a bed of tears right now.
I blame you.